KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries in the area, and it's currently 28 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy to partly cloudy today, with any areas of snow eventually ending at a high around 33. There is still a winter weather advisory in effect for the Cass and immediate areas until 3 o'clock this afternoon. That could be dropped before noon, but we'll have to just see on that. A winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today for the far west and southwest counties, including Mills, Fremont, Montgomery, and Page. We look for a total in the area of 2 to 5 inches of snowfall. So far here in Atlantic, we picked up 3.1 inches in just a few flurries since our 24-hour cutoff time at 7 a.m. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker reports the sheriff's office always looks forward to their Shop with the Sheriff event that's held each December. Danker said this is the 21st year for the event, and with the generous donations from individuals, families, businesses, and organizations, they'll be shopping for 72 kids today, which represents 33 families in the community. The sheriff acknowledged that this year brought them some challenges. Because of the pandemic, deputies and sheriff's personnel will be unable to spend this morning shopping with the kids like they've done in previous years. Danker says with all the generosity, we were able to spend $200 on each child and provide a gift card to those families so they can purchase goods to cook a family holiday meal. Today at 10 o'clock, the families will drive through the sheriff's office parking lot to see Santa and pick up the gifts that were purchased for the kids. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on November 29th of 38-year-old Raymond Hurt from Carroll. Hurt was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant for failure to serve a jail minimus on an original driving while barred charge. He was held for the length of his minimus and then released. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office was assisted in the arrest by the Carroll Police Department and Carroll County Sheriff's Office. Mills County Sheriff's Office on Thursday had reported three recent arrests. They said on Wednesday, 31-year-old Krista Jo Lynn McKee of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault, and McKee was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. There were two arrests this past Tuesday. 47-year-old Lori Elizabeth Holmes was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for domestic abuse assault. She, too, was being held without bond. 34-year-old Jared William Rye of Plattsmouth, Nebraska was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for failure to appear on an original possession of controlled substance charge. And Rye was being held on $1,000 bond in the Mills County Jail. Elsewhere in state news, the number of unemployment claims shot up in the last week. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
First-time claims were up by nearly 5,400 in the last week, and the number of continuing claims was up 9,400. Iowa Workforce Development says the increase in continuing claims was due primarily to construction and manufacturing claims from Thanksgiving week that were filed last week and were not unexpected. Information from IWD says November through February are typically the months for the most unemployment claims, driven by seasonal layoffs. 59% of the people who filed claims last week say they were not related to COVID-19. I'm Dar Danielson.
A comprehensive review of Iowa's dairy industry details its importance to the state and regional economies. Northwest Iowa Extension dairy specialist Fred Hall says the report, which is done every 5 years, shows the state's dairy industry is having a significant impact and it's continuing to gain momentum.
The industry represents about 15,600 jobs, and the impact of each single dairy cow in the state to the community is about $25,500.
It's not just about the milk, as Hall says the spin-off benefits from all dairy products contribute heavily to each Iowa community where there's a dairy farm.
They can bottle it for milk, they can make cheese, yogurt, a dry powder. Really, once it leaves the farm, it has a tremendous application.
The reports of the prospects for Iowa's dairy producers are bright, as milk and milk products are in high demand globally.
The export of dairy product growing countries is tremendous. As our population grows in this country, we find a bigger market every day for milk.
And he notes that it's not necessarily just fluid milk, but all the other products created with milk. The report shows dairy revenue is expected to continue to rise by more than 1% to close to $40 billion. Also in the news, the state agency that distributes liquor said the fiscal year that ended June 30th saw around an 8% increase in sales compared to last year. Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division spokesman Jake Holmes says it's better than they've seen in recent years.
The trend year over year has been around 4 or 5% per year over the last 5 years. FY19 did see an increase of 6%, but this year definitely a larger increase than what we've seen recently.
Holmes says this is something that's been seen in liquor sales around the country.
The trend in rising sales isn't specific to Iowa. That especially during the pandemic, it appears that more people were consuming during this time.
The number of liquor licenses approved in the last fiscal year was down, which is another indication that people are buying the booze and taking it home to drink.
Yeah, it does seem like, specifically with some of the restrictions that those on-premises establishments had over that the last part of this fiscal year, it's pretty safe to conclude that people, not only were consuming more, but consuming more at home versus consuming at an on-premises establishment.
IABD had reported earlier that sales went up 18% in March after bars and restaurants were shut down by the pandemic emergency order. The bars were allowed to reopen in the spring. Holmes says the shutdown did come at a time that is not during the peak months of alcohol sales.
Typically, October, November, December are that's the busy time generally. Recently, we've seen more kind of spikes in other areas of the year, but generally, with those special events and things that typically happen in the summer, there is kind of an increase there, too.
And the increase in sales more than offset a deferment of taxes and fees the governor ordered that resulted in decreases in license and tax revenue. Those fees were deferred until the end of this month. Iowa State University research suggests certain foods, including cheese and red wine, may prevent cognitive decline in our later years. ISU Food and Science and Human Nutrition Professor Ariel Ouellette led the review of publicly available data from a study that was done in Great Britain.
We've been interested for a while in looking at the impact of diet on cognition and on the brain as we get older. We wanted to look at the kinds of different foods that people eat and if there is a relationship with how flexible their thinking is over time.
Well, that's research is featured in an article published in the November issue of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease. Ouellette and an ISU grad student were granted access to information in what's known as the Biobank in Great Britain. It contains in-depth genetic and health information from 500,000 people. Their most significant finding was that cheese is the food that seemed to provide the most protection against cognitive decline, and daily consumption of alcohol, especially red wine, appeared to improve cognitive function.
These things which taste good, actually, at least for your brain, might be good for you. And that, I think, is a departure from a lot of the diet literature that basically says if you live like a monk, then, you should be good.
It may be worthwhile to follow up with a clinical trial to test the conclusions, Ouellette says. And one path in Alzheimer's research is pursuing the theory that exercise and diet can have an impact on cognitive performance as we age.
But I think more important and more practical is that it doesn't always have to deal with adding things we usually don't like and taking away things that we do. It's more complicated than that, and we're hoping that modifying our diet in ways that are fun might actually be a good route to go.
And Ouellette says in the midst of the pandemic, he was pleasantly surprised. The results suggest responsibly eating cheese and drinking red wine daily may have those side benefits for our brains. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Henson reporting.